This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Police in Myanmar launched their most sweeping crackdown in 3 weeks of protests against military rule on Saturday. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
In the toughest crackdown yet, police in Myanmar clashed with protesters, detaining dozens of people. Several media workers were also detained. Despite the crackdown, their numbers building through the morning to chant and sing, melting away into side streets as police advanced. Three domestic media outlets said a woman was shot and killed in the central town of Monwea. Police there were not immediately available for comment. The Southeast Asian country has been in turmoil since the army seized power and detained elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and much of her party leadership, alleging fraud in a November election her party had won in a landslide.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. Gunmen in Nigeria on Saturday released 27 teenage boys who were kidnapped from their school last week in the northern state of Niger, where security forces continued to search for more than 300 schoolgirls abducted in a nearby state. Abubakar Sani Bello is the governor of Niger.
We're carefully watching their health and their condition, and hopefully they should be reunited back soon with their families.
The release of the schoolboys comes just a day after a raid on a school in Zamfara State, where gunmen seized 317 girls. Schools have become targets for mass kidnappings for ransom in northern Nigeria by armed groups, many of whom carry guns and ride motorcycles. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden is hailing the House of Representatives' passage of his $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
President Biden is hailing House passage of the $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill he's championed.
The yeas are 219. The nays are 212.
It was a near party line vote.
The bill is passed.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced passage of the package early Saturday morning. It includes $1,400 checks for most Americans, billions for schools, state and local governments, businesses, COVID-19 vaccines and testing, and extends emergency unemployment benefits. Republicans complained it includes too much for special interest projects. Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas.
This is one of the most expensive bills in the history of the People's House, and it doesn't prioritize the immediate needs of the American people.
But President Biden urged quick Senate action.
We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again. And the people of this country have suffered far too much for too long.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hundreds of people, including the wife of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, placed flowers on Moscow's Bolshoi-Moskvoretsky Bridge on Saturday, where Russian opposition figure Boris Nemtsov was gunned down 6 years ago. Mourners formed a long line to add their tributes to the memorial after the annual march to commemorate Nemtsov was canceled due to coronavirus restrictions. An officer in the security forces of Chechnya's Kremlin-backed leader was sentenced to 20 years in prison for firing the shots that killed Nemtsov. Four other men were jailed for between 11 and 19 years for their involvement in Nemtsov's killing. Funeral services were held for Captain Tom Moore, the British World War II veteran who raised millions of dollars for health service workers on the front line of the battle against COVID-19. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
A military guard of honor and Royal Air Force flypast marked the funeral for the World War II veteran. Moore died earlier this month after contracting COVID-19. He was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in recognition of his efforts. In line with current restrictions, the funeral at Bedford Crematorium in central England was attended by just 8 members of Moore's immediate family. 6 soldiers from the Yorkshire Regiment, the modern incarnation of Moore's wartime regiment, carried his coffin.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.